for the weekly warnings from the Better Business Bureau. Steve Burness joins us now. Steve, good morning. And you know what? It's really terrible. We were just celebrating our veterans, and we have to talk about a scam that's targeting them. Tell us about this.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's disheartening to see that con artists are really, you know, starting to impersonate VA representatives via text and emails and phones, claiming you own money for a benefit overpayment and demand immediate payment. So they're basically giving them calls, telling them that they owe additional money for something, or they want their identification, or they need our social security number, you know, for future, you know, payments to your pension and everything like that. But just to steal your identity, it's terrible what they're doing. And then you have this fake charity saying that they're, you know, on behalf of the military affiliated charity when they're actually not. They're just scammers. So it's disheartening. So we just want to veterans be careful. And there's 16 million men and women for their given their sacrifice and service. We want to protect them.
Yeah, absolutely. Every year around this time, we hear about scams involving gift cards. What are you hearing about this season?
Well, this season is starting off because of the holidays, I think, already. There's in the western suburbs, there's a lot of scammers saying that they're sending emails to people saying, this is your pastor. They have the name of the pastor from your religious church or organization, and that they're in need quickly of gift cards, and they'll pay you back as soon as possible. And they're saying they're pastors, they're saying you're priest or rabbi, whatever it may be, to trick members of the congregation to sending money via gift cards. We had somebody in the western suburbs said almost $3,000 of gift cards. They read the name, the numbers, and they put gave them the code, you know, on the back of the card, and they just sent it to them via email. Here it is, and then they said, "Well, I didn't." They check on the days I didn't ask for it. So be very careful. If you get an email from your pastor or your church officials asking for a gift card, that's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
Also, be careful if you're getting texts from supposedly the Geek Squad. You got one, didn't you?
Yeah, I got six last week. So if I'm getting six, that means other people are getting it. So basically, it's an imposter saying they're from the Geek Squad and that something is wrong with your computer. You got to act on it, and you got to click this link or download a software and go to this website. So again, it's not Geek Squad itself. They're just sending it to everybody, hoping to think that you are a customer or a previous customer and that you'll fall for it. Something's wrong with your computer. So if somebody wants to do something again, Bob, in 30 minutes, that's the tip off to rip off. Do the research. Don't just click on a link. If somebody telling you something's wrong with your computer, you know, go to somebody you know and trust directly.
Yeah, we got an interesting message a week or so ago. Actually, my wife got it, supposedly from somebody who is looking for talent to feature on a podcast. Have you heard about this scam?
Yes, we have, Bob. It's increasing, and your wife, you said, received it as well. Typical, what they ask you for is they want you to be part of their podcast. It's growing nationally, and they're going to pay you $3,000. And wow, okay, how can that go wrong? You don't have to travel. You do everything over the internet, but they need your financial information to pay you, Bob. So they're going to ask, you know, your wife for her, obviously, checking account or something like that. So any of those podcasts, you know, there are some legitimate ones, but by and large, the ones asking, telling you're going to make money quickly, they don't know you at all. That's usually the tip off to the rip off on those, Bob.
Yeah, they know podcasts are getting more popular, so it was only a matter of time before the scams and spams involved that. Tell us what's up with these phony government invoices, and is this something that's going on downstate here, Steve?
Yeah, it's starting downstate, but it's starting to trickle up here as well, so that's why I issued a warning earlier. So basically, in Urbana, Illinois, is really happening right now. Residents are getting emails and letters allegedly from the government officials saying you missed something or you're owing a fine or you got to pay some taxes, whatever it may be. So it looks authentic. With AI, Bob, as you know, they can make it look like an official letter. They can, you know, use the logos on emails or text, whatever it may be. So if you got an immediate demand letter from your local government, most times, and they ask you to pay, you know, quickly by clicking here, or gift card or some unconventional payment methods, that's the tip off to rip off. And if you think it's your government, local, call them directly or go visit them. And don't click on any links that come through, especially from the government saying that they need money right away.
AI is definitely making it harder to spot phony stuff, and it's also behind the fact that these cyber attacks and data breaches are increasing, aren't they?
It is, Bob. You know, especially with AI, everything's increasing, as well as the data breaches, as you mentioned. We got to really educate ourselves and reduce our risk, you know, especially AI tools. In the past, I remember we used to say it was misspellings or coming from a certain country, you know, it's a scam. Well, now they have AI that fixes all that information. So they create, you know, fake emails, fake websites, even deep fake videos, injecting malicious prompts or code that, you know, cyber criminals can use to get into your system or steal your identity and bypass traditional detection mechanisms. So it's best never to click on the link, whether an email or a text, until you do the research on that organization and make sure you go to that organization directly. Don't go on those links. And cyber attacks are increasing, as well as the breaches. So be careful of your identity. It's not a matter of if, Bob. It's a matter of when it'll happen to you.
Good time to remind people to monitor bank accounts and credit card accounts often, right?
Exactly. Do it often. Have those alerts. Most banks have those alerts. If something happens to your account, whether it be a withdrawal, deposit, it notifies you. Most people don't have that. So you look at it 3 months later, or 4 months later, or 5 months later, it might be too late to get your money back from that thing. So stay up on the top of your accounts, and especially if it's a joint account. Because somebody might think, she must have bought it, or he must have bought it. When actually it's a scammer just using your card, because you have that ghost tapping, what we mentioned a few weeks ago, where they can have a card reader walking past you and read your cards. So it's important to always look at your credit cards.
Finally, a lot of talk about the cost of health care these days, and the Justice Department has just charged hundreds of people in a big health care fraud. What was this all about?
Yeah, the Justice Department, like you said, Bob, charges 300 people in a $14.6 billion health care fraud out in Washington. But it happens all over the U.S., and especially in Chicago. So make sure you protect your identity, because they do steal our identity for healthcare fraud. And make sure you look at your Medicare statements or your insurance statements and make sure those charges are yours, because sometimes they open accounts or sometimes they do fraudulent charges to your account and you just bypass it because you think, it's, you know, it's insurance, I got that. But that's why this fraud is increasing again, about $14.6 billion for 300 people. And we're all paying for that. That's the key, is we're all suffering the consequences like that.
Yeah. Thanks for the warnings. Talk to you again next Thursday. Steve Binnerst, Better Business Bureau. Have a good one, Steve.
You too, Bob. Thank you.